Despite COVID-related challenges, U.S. pork exports to Central America are moving at a record pace. U.S. Meat Export Federation Regional Representative Lucia Ruano has more details in this USMEF report.
All the countries have very restricted curfews, and all the hotels and restaurants shut down. So people had to start new ways of promoting and selling products. Demand increased in retail stores. Importers started to change the channel of distributing, opening meat boutiques to keep all the food service industry business that they lost. USMEF started working through social media, giving a lot of educational information about our products, especially the loin cuts. As we know, the picnic shoulder, trimmings, hams are used for processed products. So we have been doing a lot of webinars, the live streaming webinars, also face-to-face seminars that educate the consumers how to cook properly the loin cuts and how they can use it as another option of center of the plate. And we did a radio campaign for 3 months in all the countries of the region. It was very successful. We had a lot of people contacting us about the pork information and where they can buy it.
Improved market access and domestic production challenges have also increased opportunities for U.S. pork.
Countries like Costa Rica, we have started to receive the benefits of the CAFTA. And this year, we have 10% tariff only. There will be 0% on 2023. Other countries like Honduras has been a strong importer for a long time of U.S. pork. We had two hurricanes in November. The more affected area was Honduras, and the farms where they raised the pigs were damaged. So repopulating the sauce herd will take them a little bit of time.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.